Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 21, verses 8 to 9. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. Do you ever cover your eyes when you're watching a horror movie? Well, here's the results of a study about that was released last summer. The folks at Science Tech Daily report that researchers have found that it may be due to a group of neurons in the brain that regulates vision when feeling afraid. In other words, you and I are hardwired to turn away whenever we're terrified or in danger. So why would God then command the Israelites to look at the very thing that frightened them the most? During their wanderings in the wilderness, the nation began to grumble against Moses and against God. In Numbers, we hear that the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. When the people repented, they cried out to Moses, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." But the remedy may leave us scratching our heads. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." Why would he have them look for rescue at something so terrifying? Why not something nicer like a tulip or a daisy? This unusual event foreshadowed the very remedy by which God would rescue you, me, and the whole world from sin and death. John tells us, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." It's tempting to avert our eyes from the cross and not even want to think of our Savior's crucifixion. What could be more terrifying? On the cross, Jesus, the Son of God, suffered and died an excruciating death. Our natural response is to look away, to look at something else, anything else. For those living at the time of Christ, the cross was a terrifying reality and the epitome of shame. But take a closer look at how God in His Word has placed this right in the center of the gospel. Here is how God reveals His mercy and His love to you and me. God didn't direct Moses to tell the people to look upon puppies or clouds in the sky to take their minds off the reality of punishment and the certain death before them as they were being bitten by venomous snakes. No, instead, the very agent of death now became the means by which God brought them life. And He doesn't tell you and me to think about cotton candy or balloons to take our minds off of what terrifies us. Instead, God pulls back the hands covering our eyes to show us what He has done to take away all those things that rightfully make us tremble. Jesus has borne the full punishment for our sins that we deserved and removed them as far as the east is from the west. He has replaced them with His righteousness, which we now have received as a gift through faith. Don't let the devil keep you awake at night with guilt over sins which God Himself has forgiven. By dying, Jesus conquered death so that we no longer need fear it, but know that nothing, not illness, disease, old age, accidents, crime, not even death, nothing shall separate us from Him. We shall rise to eternal life. It's these facts that provide the context for the blessed assurance that John shares in the very next verse. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." And this includes you. Let us pray. Hold Thou Thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.